హలో గాయ్స్, ఇట్స్ మీ సంజయ్. వెల్కమ్ టు పాంటెక్స్ ఏఐ పాడ్కాస్ట్ ఎపిసోడ్ 11. దిస్ పాడ్కాస్ట్ ఇస్ అబౌట్ రిగ్రెషన్. ఇట్ ఈస్ అ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ప్రెడిక్టివ్ మోడలింగ్ టెక్నిక్ విచ్ గోన్ అ ఫైండ్ రిలేషన్షిప్ బిట్వీన్ డిపెండెంట్ అండ్ ఇండిపెండెంట్ వేరియబుల్. ఇట్స్ గోన్ అ క్రియేట్ మోడల్ ఈక్వేషన్ టు ప్రెడిక్ట్ వై బేస్డ్ ఆన్ ఎక్స్. హియర్ వై ఈస్ అ డిపెండెంట్ వేరియబుల్ అండ్ ఎక్స్ ఇస్ అ ఇండిపెండెంట్ వేరియబుల్. సో ఇట్స్ గోన్ అ క్రియేట్ అ మోడల్ ఈక్వేషన్ టు ప్రెడిక్ట్ డిపెండెంట్ వేరియబుల్ బేస్డ్ ఆన్ ద ఇండిపెండెంట్ వేరియబుల్. Regression are classified in many types based on three main factors. Number 1, based on number of independent variable. Number 2, based on shape of regression line. And number 3, based on type of dependent variable. So here we have 7 main types of regression: linear regression, logistic regression, polynomial regression, stepwise regression, ridge regression, lasso regression, and finally elastic net regression. So number 1, linear regression. In this technique, dependent variable is continuous and independent variable can be continuous or discrete, and regression line is linear. This is known as linear regression. And number 2, logistic regression. It is used to find probability of success or failure, which means dependent variable is going to be binary, either 0 or 1. The application such as fake news detection to identify whether the news is fake or not. Fake means 0, real means 1. So this is a binary variation. So this kind of regression is known as logistic regression. And number 3, polynomial regression. It generates polynomial equation if power of independent variable is more than 1. And number 4, stepwise regression. It is used when we have multiple independent variables. Independent variables can be selected automatically, so it doesn't requires a manpower to do it manually. It mainly focus on maximizing the prediction power with minimizing the number of predicted variables. And number 5, ridge regression. It is used when our independent variables are highly correlated. This highly correlated can be referred to a word called multicollinearity. When multicollinearity occurs, least square estimate, that is LSE, are unbiased, so that degree of bias is added to estimate to reduce this error. So this kind of regression is known as ridge regression. And number 6, lasso regression. Lasso means least absolute shrinkage and selection operator. It performs both variable selection and regularization. And finally, we have 7, elastic net regression. It combines the penalty of lasso and ridge method. It is used for support vector machines, portfolio optimization, and metric learning. So these are all 7 main types of regression. I hope you all enjoying this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. We'll see you on the next podcast.